The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the third day of May, 2017. By the way, on May 1st, Commie Day, do you see what happened in France? Oh, God. Ooh. Let's go to the phones. Doug in Iowa. Hello, Doug.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, everybody wonders what happened to Trump. And when he came out of that meeting with Obama, he had that blank look on his face. Professor James Fetzer last night said that they showed him a video from 1993. And now, that's a rumored thing that he said he'd heard, I guess.
Mm.
But it seemed to make sense with the look on his face. I don't know what could have been in that video. Only my imagination could.
Well, you could have cropped a picture when he was sitting there with Andrea Merkel. You know, did you see the look on his face there? He didn't even bother shaking her hand.
Yeah, I think he's in trouble. I wish we could around the place and milk him out.
I wished he would just take to the airwaves and just let the American people know what the hell's going on. You know, do we or do we not have a right to know what's going on with our own government? And apparently we don't.
I think they got him out of ice there. But one thing I did want to mention to you, you know, God created man in Genesis 1. He didn't create Adam and Eve till Genesis 2, after he brought on the firmament and he found out he had no man to till the soil. That's how Cain was able to go out and marry and start a city. There was already people here. If you read the Bible, that's pretty clear.
Don't tell that to my barber / catechism teacher. He's been since dead. At any rate. Yeah, all right, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Bob in the Upper Peninsula, a Uper. Hello, Bob Uper.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
64 balmy degrees here. The snow melted about noon today. bad weather returns tomorrow.
And my peach tree, the flowers are already gone, and the little peaches are starting to grow.
Oh, thank you. I needed that.
Yeah, but look at it this way. Look at the beautiful area you're living in.
Yeah, that's one thing. We're not going to have an immigrant problem up here, I guarantee you.
And
people from Alaska come here and bitch about the weather.
and you know, I've said this before, you know, save a nuclear attack on Michigan, you know, you'd have a hard time starving in Michigan because you're surrounded on three sides with water. You might get sick of eating fish, but you know what? You can fish year-round.
Yeah.
You know?
If there was a nuclear war, most of the people would run outside with them little tinfoil things to get a bit of a tan, you know. these immigrants, if they're all productive, hardworking, and all the rest of that, how come the country they came from isn't doing better?
Well, I would answer your question with a question. If the government knows so much about running health care, why is the VA in such a mess?
Oh, come on now.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dial them up and you get an endless loop for about a half an hour, and then it hangs up on you.
Well, and we supposedly the numbers, and they might even be fudged, I don't even know, but supposedly 24 million out of what, minus the illegals we have still in this country, what are we, a nation of, what, 300, 310 million maybe?
But, roughly now.
Okay, so 24 million out of that very large amount don't have health care. Well, and I said, you know, get in. There's another campaign promise, straighten out the VA and get that running smoothly. Take your 24 million that are scattered all over the country and, you know, open up the VA to these fine people.
Yeah, well, that's a solution. Yeah, I think more people should really experience it, see what's happening.
Well.
Mr. Trump, yeah, he's got a good heart, but he's like a lot of politicians and all the rest. They've never really done an honest day's work in their entire life. They've not got their hands even a little bit dirty or broke a sweat, you know.
Well, with Trump, I guess it was attractive to people that he was a billionaire and is a real estate guy and all that, so he knows about business. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys that are politicians, as you just said, never worked a day in their life. Now, Trump got a head start from his daddy, but having said that, apparently, Mr. Trump has done pretty well for himself. I see him flying around in his own jets and everything else, and he's got money. He's got money, and I guess that was an okay signal to people. Well, he understands business, at least. You know, is that necessarily a bad thing? I don't.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. No, I don't knock the man for it. I say more power to you. It's just that the reason that he doesn't relate when it comes to doing things is because he's never really done anything, you know.
Well, and who are his advisors? I mean, the big flip here, Bob, that disturbs me is, you know, I guess there's been utterances coming out of the White House again, but I've not seen Mr. Trump himself say it, that, you know, the people of Syria voted Assad in, so it's up for the people of Syria to vote Assad out. Okay, so why did we bomb Syria? He's got the people that he's got around him right now is the creme de la creme of the, of I guess they're Republicans, neocons, the people that want continued war. I mean, just take a look at today's headlines. You know, hey, you know, I saw a guy on Fox News yesterday, some special forces asshat, come up and explain the position in North Korea, and, you know, they could fire artillery over to Seoul. It's only 35 miles from the border, but, you know, those are 50-year-old guns, and we could take those out, but, you know, that plan would only work. I'm seeing a detailed plan on how to attack North Korea when North Korea has not attacked us.
Yeah,
and we've got, I think we have, if my memory serves, we've got 40,000 American troops over there butt up against that DMZ. Right between North and South Korea. 40,000. We got 30 in Japan. That's 70,000 troops that we have right there.
Yeah, and it's needless. It really is.
Well, and, you know, and again, you know, if North Korea was going to invade South Korea, I guess at that point in time we could, you know, inject ourselves into that scenario. But how much does it cost to feed, house, and pay 30,000 soldiers, plus all the support, logistics, and everything else? Here we have budget crises going on in America, and what, we got all this money to borrow for future supposed aggression from a country? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like my father told me during the Depression that the biggest problem is that the average citizen here had no money to buy anything.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And there's a lot of people.
As usual, John, I'm clueless. Have a good evening.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Bob. Appreciate your call. Selling apples on a street corner. There's a lot of people that starved to death during the Depression in this country. And again, you know, I mean, what was the reason? Oh, in 1929, we had a stock market crash. Okay. So we were what? in this netherworld for 11 years. For what reason? Oh, because the banks weren't giving out any money for 11 years. Not until we had a war, and, well, the United States government needs money it doesn't have. Guess what it's going to have to do? Borrow. That's why I've always said about the banks, it doesn't matter if the guy rides into, you know, Tombstone with a white hat on and he's a good guy and the other guy's got the black hat on. You can fund both sides and make money. Isn't that great? You don't give a damn who wins, who loses, who's right, who's wrong. You just open up a checkbook. I'm sorry, how many billions did you say you needed? Yeah. Let me get back to this SB4 here. And this is an anti-hit piece, by the way, as I indicated earlier. Broad rules such as those imposed by SB4 that push local law enforcement to take a more active role in immigration enforcement will further strain the relationship between local law enforcement and these diverse communities. They're diverse because we got a bunch of illegals running around. Okay, so let's solve the problem. Let's get rid of the illegals. Let's get rid of the contention. Let's get rid of the snowflake haven that's supporting more socialists and communists in this country that don't want to seem to appreciate who and what we are and how we're supposed to be conducting our business. Such a divide between local police and immigrant groups. And again, let me do the 1984 routine here. Such is a divide between the local police and immigrant groups, illegal aliens. Will it be increased crime against immigrants? Will result in increased crime against immigrants? And in the broader community, create a class of silent victims? What? Where the hell did you get this story at? Huh? Business Insider. Is this the businesses that are profiting off of illegals? Could be. Who, me? Imagine that. Now, is this updated? Okay, Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob. I had my caller screen covered with a story, so that's why I had to ask. Are you current?
That's okay.
Are you current?
Well, I am current. I'm currently off of work. I finished 12-hour shift, so I don't know actually really what happened all day other than the garbage that's coming through on Drudge and Breitbart nowadays. I'm having a hard time even watching them or reading them. It's just...
Oh, well, I guess then Fox News is totally out of the boat for you.
Oh, that boat got sunk, yeah. That's, you know...
Yeah.
When Napolitano got tossed, that was done with them. But, you know, you touched on something there about Trump. You know, how everybody's asking, you know, what happened to Trump? Well, why did he, you know, all that look on his face and this and that. Okay, he was running a campaign. He started attacking the other side, the powers that be, the establishment,
right,
the war machine. He was throwing rocks at them.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not realize that he knew then what the consequences could be if he actually followed through?
Here's another one for you. What if he didn't actually believe he was going to win?
Well, forgive me. If I'm a billionaire, and I don't know, I suppose you have nothing better to do than run for president. I could think of a whole lot of other things, like buy an island in the Pacific and go rehab it. You know, things like that. I would enjoy doing that. I mean, forget the, you know, trying to save some god-awful pile of garbage called Washington, D.C. Not on my list of things to do if I'm that well off. But, you know, unless you really have your heart in it. So, I don't know. I just, you know, it's just neither here nor there. But you did touch on one other thing. You said we have 40,000 troops in South Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 30 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's back up to the, you know, the run to the election. What did Trump say? I mean, dear God, you have 70,000 salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the supply chain, the secondary, tertiary, all that from that. How many the billions of dollars are we pissing away on a couple of countries that, I don't know, you know, it just makes me...
Well, and Rob, let's not forget here that he wanted to dump NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Exactly.
That was put in after World War II, and this was supposedly, you know, a deal that was going to protect countries in case they were attacked from the communist. When in reality, what we did was we didn't create communism in Russia and the Soviet Union. They themselves did that, and then rather than teaming up with them to go beat the Nazis up, we should have turned, as Mr. Patton suggested. We can roll right into Stalingrad, we can roll right into Moscow, and we can go kick these commies' asses.
Fix the problem before it ever needed to be fixed, but what he didn't realize was how bad the war machine was that was actually feeding him, you know. He didn't understand how deep the deep state was then.
Well, and if you're in the middle of a world war and the deep state was in that much control then, where do you think that has gone in 70, 75 years?
That's exactly it. And even, you know, like I said, the people around me are realizing the country's, you know, not that we're going to stop trying, but there's so much wrong with this whole thing. It's dizzying to try and see. Oh, you know, people trying to mine. Oh yeah, a little this and a little that, and oh yeah, we got some good stuff coming from Trump. What do you mean? He just spent $21 billion on the war machine, and we didn't kill Obamacare, and we didn't help our vets, and you know, God forbid, we actually, I don't know, do anything to stimulate or fix, I don't know, things, infrastructure, like a dam that's about to blow the smithereens.
Well, yeah, and that's because the state of California decided to take their federal block grant and spend it on the illegals rather than fixing their infrastructure, including that damn dam.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
It's a waking nightmare, Rob. I think the new mantra should be with everybody. We're living a waking nightmare, and we want to get the hell out of this.
Yeah. You know, the old saying of stop the world, I want to get off. Oh, yeah. I mean, all I'm doing right now, I have a job that I can work unlimited amount. I can. I'm working to my human capabilities, make as much money as I can, to prep as best I can, and when everything goes sideways, I'm gonna look at the hand that I got and start swinging.
I hear you.
That's all I can do.
I hear you.
You know, there is no planning or hoping or trying. You know, right now, you know what? I thought of this the other day, John. We might be better off, in a manner of speaking. Remember I said about the delusional psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you fight them, they get worse. It's almost like you almost have to let them burn their way out, you know, and just keep sidestepping them and tripping them along the way. And I don't know if that's what Trump's doing with the way he handled Syria. Oh, by the way, yeah, Syria, yeah, we can just let him stay there. We don't need to do anything. And that just laid the deep state out to look stupid.
Well,
and the military.
You know, it. Rob, here's another thought as well. I gave that a lot of consideration. Maybe for the neocons out there, to quiet them down, maybe he authorized that Tomahawk mission, and how many of them didn't hit their intended target? Maybe he thought he would shut them up. And then since that time, he's come out and made comments about Syria. If the Syrians don't like Assad, then they need to vote him out. So we might be back to square one with Donald Trump on that. I have a hard time weeding through all this stuff for the secret encoded message in my Cracker Jack ring, that's all. Rob, I got to go to break. Thanks for your call, buddy. Stay safe down there.
All right.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
God bless the child that has his own. You know why you ain't got nothing, folks? Because you're not a thief. You're not a politician. You're not a career criminal. I'll tell you what, a guy in a $5,000 suit with a briefcase can steal more money than any guy can at the point of a gun. And you notice they don't go to jail. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hey, John, good to hear you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a couple of things I wanted to kind of interject into theirs, and it might sound un-American, but if you hear me out, I think you'll understand. In Nuremberg, during the trials, one of the main things used to convict people was knowledge. It was called aiding and abetting.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when I hear this constant pluralism being used by any radio announcer or guest or anything like that, as we should go in there and do this, and we, you know, these are not actions that I'm doing. I'm not responsible for what happened to the blacks during the slavery. I'm not responsible for World War II. I'm not responsible for any of that stuff. It's my actions that govern what I do. And I learned that years ago in school when they first started adopting the theme of sports, where you put on the Little League uniforms, and then you advance to Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, and then ROTC and stuff.
Right.
And you adapt this American policy to fit in with the rest of the group. And, of course, you're always supposed to take one for the team. But anyway, I was going to quote James R. Lilly from William Engel, where he said, if North Korea didn't exist, we'd have to invent it as an excuse. And he was a CIA operative that worked in various parts of Asia, including Laos and all that stuff like that. And he helped a lot to insert a lot of CIA agents into China. Well, this comes down on the precipice of what I wanted to really call about, is the fact that Americans are really so dumb they don't understand what's going on. 28 U.S. Code 3002 is the definitions of what the United States is by law, and it's a federal corporation, line 15. And if you read through that, you'll understand what's really going on. And so when you talk about health care or any of this stuff like that, think of the $6.3 trillion plus minus missing dollars from the Pentagon. It would have funded all of the health care. We would have free health care. Would have free education.
Not free. It's not. That's not, and look, Keith, when you inject, the government injects money into a program, it ain't free.
Well, I realize that, but I'm just saying the money's paid could have paid for.
Oh, okay. Shifting of funds. Okay. All right.
Right. Okay. And then, so this brings us to one thing that I've been watching really sternly from someone who lives on a reservation here in Montana with the influx of meth and heroin and stuff. We should also know that North Korea is the second world's largest supplier of opium, if that means anything for those people that monitor Afghanistan. Anyway, the United States, as a federal corporation, it allows drugs to come in. I mean, you can't get toothpaste or water past the TSA.
Right.
Yet all these drugs continue to come in. So then arises what they call the DHS Century Program, where all of its vetted members that pass the iris retinal scan, the 10-point finger ID, the full backgrounds check and stuff, the Homeland Security's website under the Century brags that they only have a 10-second wait during volumes of high, high volume hours. And so when you look at that, all you got to do is Google Century member arrested, and you'll see many, many arrests where hundreds and millions in meth, cocaine, and stuff are brought into this country. And, of course, that is allowed to, just like the DHS in the Fast and Furious, the arms to Mexico.
If it didn't, going back to your original premise, if it didn't exist, they'd have to create it.
Right. It's a statement of need,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have the TSA agents that are being arrested for trafficking cocaine. Anyway, the only way things can come into this country is to have the country itself bring it back in. And what it does, though, is it funds our local courts, the fines, the fees, the civil forfeitures, the privatized prisons, which mm-hmm. I might also mention, with this privatized prisons, the biggest benefiter of this lockup, say, of the illegal immigrants now is the privatized prisons. Now we have privatized SWAT teams. And also it helps fund the hospitals, the addiction centers and stuff. And what it does is it builds corporate America.
All right, hang on 1 second. I've got to take this bottom of the hour break. Keith, have you ever done radio before?
I was a DJ for quite a while.
Really? You ever thought about reviving your radio career and doing something? Because you sound like a guy that your bubble's not a half off there, not off plumb. And you sound like a good
researcher. Well, I've been into ham radio for...
Okay. Let me break. I'll be back.
...to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are back. Keith, I was thinking during the break, you know, I've said this before and I felt uncomfortable saying it. And then to hear you use almost the exact words is, you know, I'm not trying to be anti-American, but what the hell is it in this country anymore that Americans that understand what's going on and understand how our government's acting, you know, and our news media, they knew damn right well that for many years, and the anger was rising about us meddling in the Middle East and doing our little Humpty Dumpty routine over there. And then the news media found a way to wheedle their way around that. Well, you support the troops, don't you? Well, support them doing all what? Right. You know, I mean, the issue here with Korea. I mean, let's revisit that for a few seconds. That was a United Nations operation. And MacArthur, the only successful military campaign that went on over there was the one he didn't report to his superiors that reported it to the UN. And if all things being equal, how many lives did we lose in Korea? You look at this, and if we would have been given the green light, that would be a communist-free country right now.
Well, can I interject something on that?
Sure.
There's a military log I acquired via the internet in a deep search one time. It was from the Nellstrom Air Force Base here in Montana. And it was a flight log pre-World War II and also after World War II. And you'll see that this premise carries through.
The lieutenant that was writing the log, his penmanship wasn't that great, but neither is mine. Who cares? But anyway, he documented how the United States armed through Great Falls, up through Alaska, over into the Soviet Union, all the arms deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they continued this, because then the Soviet Union wants a ally, then armed the Koreans and stuff, in which those U.S. arms were used to kill Americans. And, of course, whenever we refer to something going on that's dramatic, like a shooting at some mall, it only seems to bother Americans when an American dies, not when the U.S. Attacks some place in Mosul.
Keith, you know, I mean, come on, man, get with the program. I mean, we can kill millions, in the Middle East, nobody bats an eyeball over that.
Well, that's what I mean. See, and same thing with, remember, 83, when you see pictures of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam,
right,
and the chemicals given to Saddam to use against Iran and stuff, the millions dead on each side there.
Sure.
Let me preface this with another rhetorical-type statement.
Keith, that's why I ask you the question, you know, have you considered getting back into radio? Because you should be.
Well, anyway, if this administration, who's ever controlling it, was so worried about chemical weapons, why don't they bomb the FDA and Big Pharma that are poisoning thousands, if not millions, of Americans to death? I listen to four different counties here on the scanner here. The amount of suicide calls daily is just staggering. And, of course, Big Pharma is poisoning everyone. And, of course, they inundate you with commercials all during the evening time,
sure,
if you watch TV,
sure,
about, are you down, feeling depressed? You know, ask your doctor for Zoloft or whatever, like it, whatever drug, you know?
Yeah.
And then the doctor will prescribe another one because it's just not quite doing the effects that it should, you know. And they got you so loaded up, just like that officer that shot that one kid, and his fellow officer says, what'd you shoot him for? He said, I don't know.
You know, there has always been suicides. Always been suicides in this country, but people that have absolutely no hope, they're living in a waking nightmare. Do they need prescribed help? They think they do, but when the real problem is what's infecting their life and depressing them in the first place. Hey, Keith, I've got other callers and I got other stories I got to get to. Just do me a favor. Hang on 1 second. Don't hang up yet. Okay,
right.
Just hold on. All right. Do I have Arnold in queue? Arnold in Florida, go ahead.
Oh, hello, John.
Hi.
I'm calling on Skype. I'm hoping it doesn't interfere with Oswald's getting the radio show.
Okay, well, you got to stop moving. Got to stop moving that microphone around.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Real quick, are you familiar with Mark Weber?
Yes, I am.
He's a writer. That's beside the point. You know, we're talking about what's going on now, and I really am, you know, concerned that Trump is a lot like FDR was. You know, as I read some of Mark Weber's stuff, he talks about how...
Okay, Arnold, I hate to interrupt you, but you got to back that microphone away from your mouth.
Back away. All right, how's that?
That is much better. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've not used this on like this before.
Okay, well, I'm just instructing you how to get the best result out of it, but go ahead.
Anyway, I'd like to send you an article that's on the internet. It's an old one, but you could do a whole show on this of how it was really FDR, according to Count Jerzy Potocki, a Polish foreign minister to United States, and you know his communiques back to Warsaw. No, he's talking about how the war fever in the United States is just, you know, off the charts and all the media. But this is before any of the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he goes on to talk about his, who was it, William C. Bullitt, who was a kind of special envoy for FDR. Anyway, there's a lot of quotes he brings up about how it was really maybe FDR who was behind or instigated a lot of the assurances to Poland that gave them the courage to sort of stand up to Germany that kind of created the whole thing. I can see why, you know, FDR, much like Trump now, FDR was dealing with a depression. Germany was booming, the German miracle. I don't think he really wanted news of that to be floating around too much with
right.
people like my dad working in CCC camps. But I'd like to send you a link to this article.
Yeah, please do. Just email it over to johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
I will. And
okay.
Be interested to hear your take on it. It just seems so much like they just created the situation and used Poland as an excuse, kind of like Saddam Hussein. They used Kuwait as an excuse. You know, it was seems to be repeating itself.
Well, I don't know. You know, the thing with Daddy Bush going back to 1991, it was the people in that small country that were actually stealing Saddam Hussein's oil.
Sure.
And there was supposedly a deal that was brokered that was going to stop that, and it didn't right. because they were slant drilling right into Iraq, and that's the reason for the kickoff of that little campaign over there. So,
well, as I understand it too, you know, our diplomats and whatever was telling Saddam Hussein that we're really not interested in those Arab to Arab, you know, give them a green light, really.
Yeah.
But how else are you going to get somebody to give you the excuse you want?
Exactly.
You know, and I'd never run across this before, but it just puts everything into perspective. It also puts in perspective of why FDR was so adamant about getting in a war with Japan after. I don't think anybody imagined that Germany would knock France and Britain out that fast.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Arnold, I'll review the information you send over to me and practice a little bit more with that Skype because it sucks.
I'm sorry, John.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a crummy little mic. It is. I'm retired. What can I say?
I hear you.
I'll be interested to hear from what you have to say. So.
Okay, real good. Thank you, Arnold. I appreciate your call. By the way, I got an email, and I can't relate where this came from. I have to get out my secret decoder ring. Case study that came by me, 4-month-old boy went to hospital for his baby shots. That night, he developed a very high fever, rushed to the hospital, seizure activity. Now an anti-seizure medicine. He's on that, but still has at least one seizure a month. A healthy child before the vaccinations, mind you. The child is now damaged goods, damaged for life. Says, okay to tell your audience of this case study, but please don't say what part of the country this case study is from. I don't know. Couldn't tell you even if I wanted to. We know these vaccines are not safe, and if the government goes as far as to threaten your employment if you don't comply with their vaccines. The real science says these vaccines are dangerous. If not immediately, then the accumulation of the toxic adjuvants on down the road. There is a reason for so many sick children we see today. And I agree. I absolutely agree. But again, you know, we can't even have non-GMO foods. Although here in Texas, I got to admit, there has been bread hitting the shelves. Remember me saying this a while ago? That I could make a crap load of money. I could literally fund a radio empire. Of course, I'd have to get off the airwaves to go work the business to develop it. But it was on the exact same issue, bread, that I import the non-GMO grain, grind it all up, natural ingredients, no artificial this or color that or nothing, and put it on the shelves and market non-GMO, it would fly. The loaves of bread would grow little wings, literally, and fly off the grocer shelves. And I'm looking at these bread prices for the all-natural, non-GMO bread, $5 a loaf. But, folks, it's flying off the shelves. Now, I don't eat that much bread, but guess who's eating a non-GMO bread now? Me. Whereas I used to buy a loaf of bread, you know, hey, French toast, or hey, toast with some jelly on it, whatever. I'm more judicious because of the price of it, but at least I know I'm not poisoning myself. But see, we can't even get that done. Look what happened in California with the GMO labeling. Who came in? Monsanto. Dump a crap load of money into the people that are supposedly there to represent you. Well, it's not really the case. They're representing themselves, and allowing themselves to be bought off. And I can't wait to get Mary Toko on the air, because we're going to cover the vaccine thing again. But according to the CDC, and these are 2012 numbers, it used to be like 1 in 10,000 would come down with this autism. Well, as of 2012, 1 in 68 children in 2012 were diagnosed with autism. And the ratio on this is kind of weird, because it's 4 boys to every 1 girl. So, okay, I read the email. All right. So, any other callers? Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Thanks for taking my call. Last night on Field McConnell on the 10 o'clock program, and his identifying by name the people who he expects to get impeached at the least, and I'm surprised nobody's talking about it, and I don't have any idea what repercussions I should anticipate from what this Field McConnell is doing. Can you help me?
No, I can't, because what list and what article, where's this information coming from, Betty?
Last night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, what is it, Michael Herzog?
Michael Herzog.
Herzog, yeah. His name was Field McConnell.
Okay.
And I was calling people I've never called and said, get on this program and listen to it. But, you know, it's now a day later, and I'll tell you, my first response was that it was a military coup that I would anticipate within 3 months from what was said. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's simply that there will be judicial cases, and I'm astounded that I'm the only one who gets as upset about it as it's upsetting to me.
Well,
I'm delighted what he's doing.
Okay, now hold on here. You're covering a lot of things that I have no background on.
Okay.
What you're talking about here, but you
last
know,
night's program.
Yeah, no, I got that. But
okay.
To your subject matter, I cannot enlighten you any on that. But I have said this myself, that if we had good people in uniform that could do a coup, which is a very dangerous thing to do, about as dangerous as a constitutional convention, but this was when Obama was in office, that this man should be forcibly removed. But then you're talking about a military coup.
Well,
but are you suggesting here that the military right now wants to unseat Mr. Trump?
I'm saying that I was so shocked with the approach of factual information, names, and everything about it. It simply... I was calling people saying, you better get in on this. People I would never have called otherwise.
Yeah. Well, and you know what?
Thank you.
I'll have to listen to the program because it...
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Please do, and then maybe say something about it another night for me.
Okay. Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Over at Zero Hedge, dumping their stocks at levels rarely seen. This is, let me bring up the original story here. By the way, while I'm bringing this up, one thing I wanted to mention, when we were talking about Korea and UN operations, that's exactly what Vietnam was. It was a UN-backed operation. But look how Chiang Kai-shek in China was moved aside, and how easily it was for the communists to take over China. Question. coming from Zero Hedge, they know something that we don't. Corporate insiders are dumping their stocks at levels rarely seen. There aren't any surefire ways to tell if a stock market and perhaps the rest of the economy is about to take a nosedive. That's because millions of people with millions of ideas are involved. So it's an inherently unpredictable system. However, there are certain players in our economy that have a lot more influence and insider knowledge than the rest of us. So when they make a move in unison, you know there's a good chance that something is about to happen. And that's exactly what's going on with the stock market right now. The people who would stand to lose the most if the markets crashed, them being the corporate executives and insiders, are all jumping ship and selling their stocks. As the investing public has continued to devour stocks, sending all three major indexes to record highs in the last few months, the corporate insiders have been offloading shares to an extent not seen in 7 years. Selling totaled $10 billion in March alone, according to data compiled by TrimTabs. It's a troubling trend facing an equity market that's already grappling with the loftiest evaluation since 2000 and that tech bubble that surrounded that. If people with the deepest knowledge of a company are cashing out, why should investors keep buying at current prices? Now, the groundswell of insider selling has the attention of Brad Lemonsdorf, portfolio manager at Ranger Alternative Management, and he ain't liking what he's seeing. He said, this is definitely a negative sign. He wrote in his April newsletter, they do not see value in their own companies. And this isn't just a recent trend. While ordinary investors were optimistically diving into the stock market, well, what else are you going to do? You know, if you're a guy out there that, yeah, you got money in the bank, but it's not paying you any dividends. You're seeing money pumped into the stock market to keep that artificially inflated. And what's the numbers today? Did we hit 21,000 a day? I don't know. But man, look at the stock market. Man, I better get in there because I'm not making money anyplace else. Along with the devaluation of the dollar due to inflation, that might look attractive to people. Yeah, so they're going to buy stock. Well, like I said, while the ordinary investors were optimistically diving into the stock market after Trump was elected, these people were dumping their stocks as far back as February. Chief executives and other corporate insiders are selling stock hand over fist now, and the quarterly earnings season is over. A report from Vickers Weekly Insider shows transactions by insiders are restricted around a company's report. Insider selling has jumped again, and this time to levels rarely seen. And that's analyst David Coleman wrote in Monday's note. In last week's insider sales transaction on the New York Stock Exchange, outnumbered their purchase transactions by more than 11 to 1, according to Vickers. Now, this is a publication of Argus Research, and I guess there are about 11.5 million people reading that. So, at any rate, clearly they know something that most Americans don't. I'd wager that if they know the stock market can't keep reaching record highs infinitely, they know the economy is resting on shaky ground. And they know this is a sudden surge of investments in the stock market is their last chance to make a killing before the whole damn thing comes crashing down. Which, folks, is all of our fears. It should have already happened and would have happened if we didn't start out with a TARP bailout of $700 billion and then the quantitative easing, injecting money directly into Wall Street to keep the whole damn thing afloat. Oh, well, it means jobs and things are too big to fail. Well, based on what? Based on what? And a thought hit me today. You know, with this whole thing about the government, and I'm sorry I don't have time to get into the great budget deal that was just done that looks like the Democrats won everything and the Republicans didn't get squat to keep our wonderful government functioning. And what it is, folks, what's got to happen is the government has to have its credit card taken away. Literally. You know, with honest money and an honest government, we couldn't dig ourselves into these trillion-dollar-plus holes. You know, and I keep hearing, you know, oh, we've got to raise the debt ceiling. Oh, we've got to raise the debt ceiling. Why? If a company is in trouble, if the government operated like the corporation, and it really is, and you're not making a profit or you're not breaking even expenditures versus your tax inflow, well, then you've got to do something to make that viable, not necessarily to show a profit. Governments are not supposed to be in the businesses of, wow, gee, I just like these Google ad pop-ups. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a story on Zero Hedge, and all of a sudden I'm looking at Welcome to Las Vegas. What? Thank you very much, Google. At any rate. So we're talking about increase in the federal budget. But what about if the company's in trouble, you've got to slash everything you can to try to stay in business. That's what a normal company or corporation would do. But not with the government when it's got that credit card that they just keep borrowing and borrowing. And you got to ask yourself the other question. You as an individual, you ever gone into a bank to take out a loan? Do they check your bona fides? They check your credit score? They check your history? Have you ever had mortgages before? Have you ever had any car loans before? Well, let's see how you did with those. And it's almost that you have to prove that you don't need their money in order to get their money. They just call it searching out the risk factor. See if you're a risk. You're a good risk. Well, and we know how all of that loan stuff is rigged. You literally create your own credit line by your own signature. But what if the government had to operate like any other company or industry that's in trouble? And I don't see a whole hell of a lot of cuts. Okay. What? I didn't do it. There, that did it. Okay. So I don't... There, that did it. Oh, thank you. Yeah, blast my ears out. Yeah, take the ear. Yeah, but what about the listeners? They hear it as well. It's not that bad. Okay. It's bad. All right. Any rate. So, you know, here we are in a waking nightmare. And now they are talking as if they want to reinstitute another world war. Where are we going to get the money for that one? Oh, that's right. You just get out the government credit card. And they keep talking about the $19, $20 trillion of debt. That's just the most recent stuff, folks, since 2008, mind you. We're not talking about the accumulated $150 trillion that they have managed to dig us into. So, yeah, waking nightmare. It's going to come to a head. Something's got to give. The bowel's going to break. The dam's going to burst. Give it a name. I don't care. Whatever analogy you want to give it. And when it does, what then? Well, I gave you my synopsis on that. I'd be picking up the phone to the Treasury, taking that back over and telling them, yeah, print up United States notes, we'll put them in circulation. Hey, international bankers and Federal Reserve, screw you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.